treat as well. All I want our country is to be treated well, to be treated with respect. For many years, other countries that are allies of ours, so-called allies, they have not treated our country fairly. So in that sense, I am absolutely a nationalist, and I'm proud of it.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Envidus. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. Welcome to day 642. Trump called the Saudi operation to kill Jamal Khashoggi one of the worst cover-ups in the history of cover-ups, saying they had a very bad original concept. Trump added that somebody really messed up, but he said he would leave it up to Congress to punish Saudi Arabia. The Saudi cover story fell apart because the Khashoggi body double wore the wrong shoes. Video footage shows a man exiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd wearing a fake beard and glasses, as well as the pants, shirt, and jacket that Khashoggi was seen wearing when he entered the building earlier in the day. Quote, "It was a flawed body double, so it never became an official part of the Saudi government's narrative," a diplomat said. Khashoggi's cut-up and disfigured remains, meanwhile, were found in the garden of the Saudi consul general's home in Istanbul. The account contradicts Saudi officials, who said the body was rolled up in a carpet and handed over to a local operative to dispose of the evidence. Back stateside, speaking at a rally in Texas in support of Ted Cruz's re-election campaign, Trump declared, "I'm a nationalist."
You know what a globalist is, right? You know what a globalist is. A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist.
The comment marked the first time Trump associated himself with that particular political ideology. The next day, Trump clarified what he meant.
I am very proud of our country. We cannot continue to allow what's happened to our country to continue to happen. We can't let it happen. So I'm proud. I'm proud of our country. And I am a nationalist. It's a word that hasn't been used too much. Some people use it, but I'm very proud. I think it should be brought back.
Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, wants to hold direct discussions with Trump, suggesting that they might meet in Paris next month, where they'll both be in town to mark the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. National Security Advisor John Bolton held firm in his position that the U.S. would withdraw from the 31-year-old Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And finally, Trump commented on protections for transgender people, saying, quote, "I'm protecting everybody. I want to protect our country," end quote. And now to the notables. One, Brett Kavanaugh once lobbied in support of a judge who is now reviewing more than a dozen ethics complaints filed against him. Two, an explosive device was found in a mailbox outside the home of billionaire George Soros in Westchester County, New York. The bomb was proactively detonated by the bomb squad, and the case has been turned over to the FBI. Three, the U.S. Cyber Command took its first countermeasure against Russian operatives in order to stop them from interfering in the upcoming midterm elections. Four, Republican voters have outpaced Democratic voters in early voting in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Montana, Tennessee, and Texas. Five, Wilbur Ross will not have to answer questions about his decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The Supreme Court refused to consider one of the legal challenges in a case regarding Ross's decision, which makes it unlikely that Ross will have to be deposed in that case. Six, a white woman demanded to see the passports of a family that was speaking Spanish at a Virginia restaurant, yelling at them to, quote, "go back to your fucking country, you do not fucking come over here and freeload on America," end quote. Seven, the Florida man who was arrested for groping a woman on a flight defended himself by claiming Trump said, quote, "it's okay to grab women by their private parts," end quote. And finally, the FBI has not been able to locate any photos of Robert Mueller and James Comey hugging and kissing each other, as Trump claimed last month that he had, quote, 100 pictures of Mueller and Comey hugging and kissing each other. You know, he's Comey's best friend, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Envidus.